This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. BRICS nations have unanimously adopted the New Delhi Declaration on the first day itself of the BRICS Summit 2026 being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed to adopt the declaration at the end of the session on the first day of the summit. In his closing remarks, the Prime Minister noted that the New Delhi Declaration adopted today provides a clear direction for the shared resolve of the member countries. He added that it is now their shared responsibility to translate these resolutions into tangible results.
हमारे समक्ष BRICS New Delhi Declaration 2026 का ड्राफ्ट प्रस्तुत है। इसमें हमारी चर्चाओं का सार प्रमुख वैश्विक और क्षेत्रीय विषयों पर हमारे दृष्टिकोण शामिल है। साथ ही ब्रिक्स कोऑपरेशन को और सुदृढ़ करने की प्राथमिकताएं समाहित है। मैं डिक्लेरेशन को एडॉप्ट करने का प्रस्ताव रखता हूं। किसी सदस्य की ओर से आपत्ति व्यक्त नहीं की गई है। न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन 2026 को सर्वसम्मति से एडॉप्ट किया जाता है।
The Prime Minister said today's discussion makes it evident that the changing world cannot be steered by outdated institutions and underlined that reforms are essential in representation, responsiveness and rule making. Mr. Modi said the leaders also emphasized that the Global South must have equal participation in the development of future technologies and the rules governing them. Earlier in his opening remarks, Mr. Modi proposed a BRICS continuity and implementation mechanism to ensure that the grouping's institutional momentum is maintained despite the chairship changing every year.
अब समय है कि हम BRICS में हमारी एकता और सहमति को वैश्विक मंच पर ठोस परिणामों में बदले। अगले 20 वर्षों के लिए हमें एक नए और एम्बिशियस एजेंडा पर काम करना होगा। इसकी शुरुआत हमें अपने खुद के वर्किंग सिस्टम से करनी होगी। ब्रिक्स की अध्यक्षता हर वर्ष बदलती है, किंतु इसकी वजह से हमारा इंस्टीट्यूशनल मोमेंटम नहीं रुकना चाहिए।
The Prime Minister said BRICS countries will have to work on a new and ambitious agenda for the next 20 years. The Prime Minister also proposed to establish a seafarers emergency support network to connect the maritime authorities and diplomatic missions of relevant countries to facilitate assistance during difficult times. Mr. Modi said the time has come to translate the unity and consensus among BRICS countries into concrete outcomes on the global stage.
पिछले 20 वर्षों में ब्रिक्स ने वैश्विक मंच पर अपनी विशिष्ट पहचान बढ़ाई है। हम एक दूसरे के दृष्टिकोण का सम्मान करते हैं और कंसेंसस से आगे बढ़ते हैं। हम किसी के विरुद्ध नहीं बल्कि सबको साथ लेकर चलने की सोच के साथ आगे बढ़ने का प्रयास करते हैं। अब समय है कि हम ब्रिक्स में हमारी एकता और सहमति को वैश्विक मंच पर ठोस परिणामों में बदले।
The Prime Minister described this year's BRICS summit as a historic milestone, noting that the grouping is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Mr. Modi said India's chairship of BRICS is based on a people-centric and humanity-first approach. He said resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability have been India's foremost priorities as chair. On the issue of reform in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, the Prime Minister emphasized that it can no longer be postponed and negotiations on this matter must be linked to a definite time frame and clear outcomes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the 18th BRICS Summit in New Delhi. He met Ethiopian Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali and reviewed cooperation in trade, defence and security and capacity building. The talks also covered regional and global issues. The Prime Minister also met Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. The two leaders reviewed trade, investment, defence, security and people-to-people ties. Later today, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And with that, we end this news bulletin.